I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rothstein, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio with your girl, Chalk Mommy, and Ashton. Tonight's special guests will be ATK Tees, and they are the official t-shirt sponsor of Chocolate City Radio and Chalk Mommy, and I am the female face of their company. Can't wait to get Big D on the line tonight. And the topic of the night is, if a guy, this is for men, you know, because females, we got our own, you know, it'd be a universal question. If you smash something once, can you smash it again? I told that question to the men on my BBM. Oh my God, 95% of y'all felt that if y'all hit some ass once, y'all can hit it again. Little do y'all know, I ain't one of them motherfuckers y'all talking about, because you hit me once, I'm not coming back. Half the time, I ain't even going to let you finish. I'm going to get mine and be done with y'all monkey asses. So I'm going to bring on Ashton, and I see Big Tone is on the line. Hey, Ashton.
Hey, lady. How you doing?
I'm fine. Man, today has been crazy. I've woken up with all kinds of ideas for the CIAA. CIAA sexual destruction mixtape. To sponsored gift bags. I'm writing up proposals this weekend. And then I got a text on BBM. A man was having a discussion about, you know, do men pay for pussy? And the men was like, no, they don't. Girl, I had to get in that conversation and just break it on down for them. went from, oh, shit, to damn, I like her. I fuck with her. She keeps the real. The only way I know how to keep it, there's three levels of paying for pussy. Actually, it could be like four, but, you know, I'll leave that fourth one out. The first one, indirectly, when, you know, paying the bills, getting her hair and nail done, taking her out to eat, that shit. Directly, it's like, yo, I got a couple of stacks to hit that ass. And stay away when you go to the strip club and you spend all that money on them damn strippers and they may or may not let you hit that night, you put the pussy on layaway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just keeping it real. Those are the three levels of paying for pussy. And then, you know, the fourth one is a given. Being a housewife.
Right. Pussy on demand.
Yeah. You know, when you got a housewife, who needs HBO or Cinemax or Showtime on demand? You got her ass.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
Some of the answers I got was fucking retarded. Like, I cannot believe some of the shit that I heard. Like, really? Like, y'all really feel like if you hit a chick, you can hit it again? Some men was like, depends on how good it was. Some men be like, oh, female be calling me back. You know, just like, fuck me. You're going to be mad because you're going to be sitting by the phone. And then if you see my ass out, I'm going to walk by you like ain't shit ever happened and I don't even know you. And they was just like, well, not all people will like you. I was like, you right. I said, but then they was like, oh, I know your ex can hit it. No, that bitch is an ex for a reason. Then this was my favorite one. I could always hit my baby mama. If my baby daddy felt, if they had that thought, they would tell you in a heartbeat, oh, no, that's one bitch I can't fuck no more. That is one bitch I can't fuck no more. And be like, no. My son's father be like, oh. They be like, yo, that's your baby mama? He be like, yeah, I'm like, yo, don't be telling niggas I'm your baby mama. He be like, yeah, I fucked up and I let that get away. No, nigga, we wasn't together. We was in high school just going through each other's windows and fucking, and I got caught slipping. I was never your girl. You was just a popular nigga, and I was a bitch that was fucking, and we was fucking each other, and we had a kid. And people be like, oh, shit. But I'm just saying, no. I'm like, but men, they have this cockiness. I call them cocky cops. They have this confidence in themselves that, oh, yeah, I put it down so good that I can call her up. She won't always give me the pussy. And that's a fucked up mindset to have because so many women are, like, just using y'all to satisfy themselves. And then once their orgasm goes, the interest in you goes along with that nut.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for your homeboy, men are not like that. And I had to tell him, he wanted me to give him the responses that I was getting. I'm not about to go into all them damn responses. Put it like this, my brother. 95% of the men on my BBM or that I asked said that once they hit the pussy, they can always hit the pussy. And in my book, majority rules. Not couldn't say shit after that. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, there's always one, and he likes to be that one to go against the grain. So you can't really call out, you know, on him. But I've gotten some responses too. Some responses was simply because they hit it once. They feel like they could hit it again. That's just how they feel. Other people felt like if it was good, if they both nutted, why not do it again? So, you know, no one ever said that, you know, they straight. Oh, no, I had some denials. Oh, I don't think like that. Some females was like, they think like that, too. They think that if they have somebody once, they can have somebody again. So, I mean, it's, you know, different variations of people's thought process.
They ain't fucking with me, because then they'd be like, well, you know, Chuck, I can't try that shit with her. I was lucky to get through. I was lucky to get my nut. After she came, that bitch was just like, yo, get the fuck up. Like, yo, say, bruh, you gotta go. Don't wash your nuts. Get the fuck out. That's a bad way to be, but, you know, I mean, I just got to keep it going. So, let me bring in Big Tom because I know he got some bullshit with
him. Oh, God.
Hi, Big Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Chalk, what's going on? What up, Ashton?
Hello, Tom.
What's up? Well, let me just put it like this. A nigga like me always got confidence. I tell you like this. First of all, Chalk, you already know. Pay to play, I'm with that. I'm team pay to play. So the shorty say whatever her price is, you can negotiate that. I'm like the stock exchange pussy. You know what I'm saying? So whatever the value, you know, paying is paying. Cause you could take a chick out to dinner and still might not get nothing. So shorty, let me know what it really is. You know what I'm saying? And on the other thing, I've had some pieces where I've walked out of there like, yo, she ain't got to worry about me calling her no more because that shit was really whack. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that I'm nice like that. Like, I'm pretty sure I've not performed to my highest level. Everybody don't. You know what I'm saying? LeBron don't score 40 points every night.
Excuse me. Speak for your motherfucking self. I don't have those problems. So go back ahead and say what you were saying.
Oh, Lord.
I know what I'm saying is not everybody could perform at their highest level every time. You're going to have some off nights. You're going to have some days where you be like, yeah, I don't feel like it, but, you know.
That's men. Men are like that. Women can fuck 24/7 all day, every day.
Yeah, y'all some horny creatures. That's what it is. But, anyway, you know, I can wake up some nights, some days, or be some nights where I don't even want to be touched. So.
I don't believe that shit for one red hot minute.
You could if you want to. Anything's believable. You know. But I mean, I guess you look at it like some dudes feel like they hit one time and they feel like they hit, you know, every time. It depends. I mean, it really depends on the individual. Some people you be like, I need another go around. And some people you'd be like, nah, you know, I won't be mad if you don't call me. You know. And then some that you just be like, yeah, I'm coming back tomorrow.
Oh.
And I'm bringing dinner this time. What you want me to bring, 18-piece or 24-piece?
Oh, hell no.
Ride a Popeye, fresh hot box.
Because I know it's double brothers in New York, especially if you're in Brooklyn, that's still like, damn, I can't believe she just did me like that. I've never been done like that. I've never had pussy that good, and I just couldn't get it no more. Bitch won't even answer my phone calls. Bitch don't even know me no more.
That's crazy.
Hey.
Yeah, you got those two. You got those that be like, word, shorty. You was like
wait,
that.
Oh, this was one of the best answers that I got tonight. A guy told me that men are the new bitches. I was like, hell yeah, some of y'all are. It was like they be feeling like women be stroking y'all egos and lying while y'all hitting the pussy. Y'all be believing that shit. And then when y'all leave, y'all got this false sense of security like, yeah, I'm going to hit that again because he told me this, she told me that. I was like,
but
men are the new bitches? I really like that comment coming from a man.
Yeah, but you know, when I read somewhere on the internet that the woman's age, average age of lifespan has lessened because women be trying to be like men now, whatever. Like, they take on the role as a man now, whatever. So a lot of women, the average age for a woman's life span has lessened now.
Well, then these men need to step up and start taking care of these ladies the way they're supposed to be. Then we won't have to play the man role, because if not, then we'll all be extinct and y'all going to have to fuck each other.
Well, you're right about that, but see, that's what it is. See, women have gotten to the point where they want their own money. They like their own things or whatever, so they out there working.
Only because y'all take too long to do what we need y'all to do.
Well, look, it's not our fault that everything
is negotiator.
It is
your fault.
It's not our fault that y'all want a new pair of shoes every 2 weeks, a new stupid bag, a new pair of Uggs. Back in the day, they didn't have all that. Back in the days, you had a pair of Tims and kept it moving. Now y'all want Uggs, y'all want Louis bags, y'all want this bag, y'all want that, y'all want this. You know what I'm saying?
This is coming from the negotiator.
Nah, I don't think it's the negotiator part.
But my thing is, Tom, women live longer than men anyway. That's why when a man and a woman have been together for a while, when the woman dies, the man has to go out and find someone for companionship, or within a certain amount of time, his lonely ass dies. So y'all ain't shit without us, because y'all been with us for a long time.
Yeah, but now, you're right about that, but now the woman's age, average age, is going down now.
But we still gonna outlive y'all. So your point is what?
Yeah, in majority of most cases, yeah, that's true. You see most marriages that last, they mad old. You see the man die before the woman does, or whatever.
So Tony needs some backup.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you need
some backup,
Tom. You need some help.
I need some backup tonight.
Yeah. She ain't trying to
hit me. I might be a little backed up. I don't think I need backup.
How could you be backed up? Been in the previous show, you had two. Who was it? Wasn't it you that had some chicks lined up?
Uh-huh.
Ready to rock?
I got some.
Which one I feel like being bothered with today? That was you, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think you need not be backed up then.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Sometimes you don't want to deal with people's bullshit sometimes. And sometimes...
Well, you don't want to deal with your bullshit. That's what it is. I feel like that women control everything because now we're the queens of one-night stands. We fuck y'all, keep it moving, give y'all our ass again. We took y'all game, stepped it up, made it better. We live longer than y'all, and it's a proven fact that y'all motherfuckers can't live without us. So on that note, I'm going to bring in Big Crip. What's cracking, homie?
What's cracking?
Now, the topic is, you hit a chick once, can you hit it again?
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about your current situation. Before them, we're talking about the other thing. Because not everybody got a good life like you do right now.
Yeah, sure.
Was I supposed to think you on, or was you just listening?
I can't hear you.
Was I supposed to think you on, or was you just listening?
I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll put you back on hold and talk about you.
Somebody sound like you got your phone out the window or something.
No, he was outside. That's Ashley.
What?
You got some background noise.
I'm going to hang up and call back then.
Okay. So, Tone, we have other people on the line. And, you know, you might have some potential backup, but at the end of the day, women are just, you know, we're natural survivors. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of us are born to be independent and take care of ourselves. So, you know, the comment that you were saying with the Tims, Uggs, the Senator, whatever the hell I need, I buy it for myself. I don't ask a man to do shit for me because at the end of the day, when you ask a man to do something for you, depending on what type of mindset he has,
they feel like you owe them.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? But you know what? That's not in all cases because I'm not like that. But a lot of dudes are messed up the game like that, though.
Wow. Ashton, what's wrong with your background?
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe
she's got little gremlins in her phone line tonight.
Maybe you should come get them, Tom. I'm going to try one more time.
If I come over there, I'm coming to rescue you. Forget about them gremlins.
You don't have enough to get with me tonight, negotiator. But I'm going to call back.
Yeah, Tom, tonight might be one of your off nights.
What happened?
Tonight might be one of your off nights.
Tonight might be one of my off nights.
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right. I had a big dinner tonight, so I'm kind of lazy right now.
Oh, yeah, you would be one of those motherfuckers that lay on your back and be a lazy fucking, let her do all the work. I got you. So now we're going to bring on another caller and see what he got to say. Matter of fact, he was one of the guys that was just like, men don't think like that. But after polling people, even on Twitter, niggas was just like, yes, if they hit it once, they can hit it again, especially if they hit it good. I'm just like, they ain't came across me yet because they would know, like, shit, she ain't giving no second chances. Hell, she didn't even let me finish the first chance she gave me. So, I don't know. I cut that shit short. Once I get mine, it's a wrap. And then I don't be wanting two nuts because I've been tired of them. Like, oh, God. So, we're going to bring him on and see what he got to say. 1802, you're live.
Hey, how you doing, beautiful?
Hey.
How y'all doing tonight?
We good.
Yeah, I was listening to y'all for a little while. Who's on the line? I'm here asking this.
Ashton is having difficulties with her phone, so it's like some kind of feedback. So she's calling back in.
All right. I listened to it, and I got the BBM message. And I guess you know my stance and you know my position on it. I like to think for myself, and my basic stand on it is, do you hit it again? No, absolutely not. You don't hit it again. It's not in any theory, any culture, anything that I've ever heard or anything that I've been taught. I've been taught the opposite. There's two reasons why you don't do that. Number one, men generally, their goal is to conquest as many women as possible. So we really conquest the woman for the bragging right. So when you talk to your homeboys and you talk about who you fucked, you want to say, listen, I fucked such and such and such and such. Staying on one woman will slow you down. You'll be on woman number one and he'll be on woman number 10. Number two, you don't hit the same woman over and over again, because when you're trying to talk about the conquest, the fact that you're talking about the same woman will make you look attached, emotional, which translates to your homeboys as vulnerable, which is another no-no. So, generally, you don't do it. It goes against the male ethos.
That's the biggest crock of bullshit I done heard all day besides on BBM.
Wow. Do y'all hear anything on my line now?
Nah, you good. You good.
Okay. Just making sure.
I just hear some bullshit on my line. Oh, excuse me, the station.
No way.
Now I'm talking about old boy and his damn comment he just gave. That was the biggest crock of bullshit I done heard all night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had came in the middle of it, so I can't even comment.
It's not good to hit the same woman over and over, because you're supposed to fuck a woman because it's supposed to be a conquest. You know what I'm saying? So you can get bragging rights and go back to your dudes and be like, yo, I fucked this shorty, I fucked that shorty, I fucked that shorty. Like,
at what age?
First of all, bragging to your homies about who you bang out is not cool. If y'all anything over 25, like, that's what you do in high school. You did that back in high school. You ain't Keisha enough. Oh, word. I'm trying to bag a friend, though, son. You know what I'm saying? We did that back in high school. But now, nigga, I'm 36. Like, nigga, if you see me with a chick, that's all you going on.
Regardless of whether or not you need the approval from your peoples or not, one of the things is the repetition and the general principle will remain the same, whether you know it or your friends know it. The thing about it is, you don't want to stay with one person because there's way too many women and you stay emotionally attached, and it'll prevent you from getting the rest of the population of women that you're out here.
Well, that's
just like, listen, I don't have time for just one. That's what they say, is I don't have time for just one. And number two, the same one? Nah. Because there's not so much things that one woman can do over and over again. You know what I mean? There's different sizes, different smells a woman has, different heights, different skin colors. Different women have different limitations.
out. So you want to be a pussy connoisseur. You want good pussy, bad pussy, because you want that variety in your life.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say what I want. I know that the way the general theory is
okay,
that is to get as many women as you want.
General public, you're speaking for yourself, because remember, we've already established out of all the men that I asked, 95% was like, if they hit once, they can hit again. So therefore, they wanted to hit again. So therefore, you're speaking from your point of view. It's no general public. It's your view right now.
Well, that only makes me feel a little better then. If I'm the only person that said that, then this shit, I feel great right now. Because I don't like to be like everyone else.
Yeah, you're the only person that said that bullshit. Other people just kept it fucking real.
You know, it's 7-1 for every man out here in the streets.
Exactly.
And that's a known fact. You can look that up. So, I can understand where you're coming from, but with your mentality, if you can, if a guy's gonna carry that mentality, that means you're not trying to commit to nobody. You're scared to commit. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're gonna just run around here knocking down all types of chicks, then you're not gonna have one to yourself. You know
well, we're not talking about if we was talking about commitment, then of course it would be in a whole different sphere of conversation. She asked if I would hit it. She didn't ask if you wanted to be with the chick. That wasn't implied that there was any type of attachment based on anything else other than sex. She just said, you know, would you hit it again? I'm like, no.
But she didn't ask, would you? She asked, do you feel you could? And if
do
you
I feel
you
I could,
why do you feel that way? That was the question.
No, because it'll be a waste of my time and energy. I could hit somebody else. And I don't want to give the woman that power.
Your time and your energy.
Because, you know what I'm saying? You have a limited amount of time and energy. That energy you can put into someone else. And
hey, but how do you know
it'll slow
you
down?
You feel that it was a waste of her time and energy while you fucked her and that she wouldn't want to come back?
She don't care.
That then both of us, then I guess we both win. Because now I don't even have to worry about any such sort of attachment or anything. Then I can just go ahead and move forward with a good conscience. No distractions.
Because if you was fucking me, you wouldn't even have to worry about finishing because that wouldn't even be an option. Get money. You live on the air. Bring some fucking sense into this conversation.
Lord.
You told me I won't call it a conscience.
What? Get money. You
hello?
Live on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah.
No, I can't hear the guy. I don't hear him. Yo?
No, yep. We all don't.
Yeah, get money, 7531, you're on the air.
Yep.
Can you hear us?
Yo, this is Greg, what's up?
What?
Oh, hey, Greg, damn, I'm bugging.
What's shaking, I'm just listening.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, Greg.
What's your problem?
Greg,
what's
come on now. Give us your input, Greg. You're not just listening.
I mean, on this whole subject, I feel like as a woman or whatever, depending on the type of woman you are, if you allow a man to get intimate with you, that's basically your way of okaying that he could get it whenever, depending on the level of relationship status that you're on. If it's just a hit it and quit, if it's like a one-night stand, then it's cool. But if it's like if something is established, if you're actually together or whatever, let's just say, for instance, I've been dating for about like 6 months or whatever, and you let him hit it once or whatever, but you have a relationship, that's basically a woman okaying that a guy can hit it whenever because y'all in a relationship. So it all depends on the level of relationship that y'all on.
Yeah, that's really, that wasn't said, and that should definitely be.
Ain't our relationship. We just fucking the fuck. And as real as I am, after I fuck you, I don't even want to talk to you. I don't even want to fucking look at you. So it ain't no, once you hit this, you're going to be able to hit it again because you hit it once. No, you hit it once because I was in need and I didn't feel like fucking a toy and you happen to be convenient for me at the time.
Yeah,
so
but what if it was good and you was like, yo, I got to tell you, I gotta hit that again. You know, you had to double back.
It's very rare that I double back.
Wow. You know what I would say, though? You know what I would say? I would be like, yo, homie, yo, fave, son, this chick, all you got to do is hit her right here and she could squirt. You really should, yo, son, this was really fun. Let me give you her number. Like, You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do
what
shit.
You wouldn't do that to me, because not every man can make me squirt. Not every man can make me come. Not every man can make me feel good. So within the first 5 to 6 minutes, depending if you last that long, you'll be lucky. Mm-hmm. So you can't go back and be like, yo, you should fuck her because this, that, and the third, because there's no guarantee you're going to make it to the end per my request, per my want.
I mean, you got a point, though. You know what I mean? But
there's no guarantee,
like,
that I might not be in halfway and fucking, like, you know what? I'd rather be on Twitter right now.
Who is that, Greg?
No, that's not Greg.
Listen, let me say something about Greg right now. Greg is on the line still?
Yeah, I'm right here, mama.
Sweetheart.
Greg, you need to really call us after the show and get yourself a slot, because he is an artist. And remember that picture, Chalk?
that's who I was talking to earlier.
Yes, I know, Chalk. I know. So he needs a moment in the spotlight, Chalk.
I'm just saying,
and I'm meaning it too.
Yeah, we've already discussed some business. But it wasn't that business.
So if he's talking about, okay, because, you know, the way he's formed, the way he was blessed by the heavens, if anybody was trying to try that once and not try that again, it was because they were hospitalized.
Got you.
Dang, I just put me on blast on the radio. That's crazy.
On blast on the radio. Be prepared.
That's crazy. All right.
So you saying that when you see somebody and you get with them, you feel like you need to be in a relationship if you want to have sex with them?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the fact that I'm older now, like, I feel like that whole ripping and running and hitting and quitting shit, it gets old after a while. I mean, it's just me.
Oh, stop it.
It's just me. I mean, like,
sometimes you want to just lay down, just chill, put on ESPN, watch some scores, you know what I'm saying? Wake up and hit it again and make breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Watch some more ESPN. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing better than loyal pussy, my nigga. Like, if you know what I mean? If you got different...
Hey, nothing better than loyal pussy. Especially this time of the year.
I mean, it's just me. Like, as far as me, whatever, like, I'm not... Like, that's not my lane anymore, my nigga. That's just me.
Right.
Loyal pussy, that's pussy to have, especially when, like, right now, when it's cold. Ain't nobody outside. You know, you can make that call. Yo, what's good? I'm coming through. All right. that you ain't even got a call. You just ring the bell downstairs. I'm outside, man. Open the door, man.
I'm pulling both.
The thing is, if I'm in a relationship, then me talking about, yo, listen, where are we going to hit and quit wouldn't even come up because I'm already with that shit. So,
Exactly.
At what point do you feel like you're guaranteed to hit that again? We're saying, all right, I believe when Chalk asked that question, she was saying the first time you guys were intimate. I don't think anything was possibly established, if it was going to be some kind of relationship or if it wasn't. But the first time you hit, when you got up and wiped yourself clean, you said, I can get that whenever I want to.
Well, on that subject, like, I feel if a nigga actually does a great job, you know what I'm saying, in the bedroom with a woman or whatever, she's already gonna, depending on how, you know what I'm saying, how he put it down or whatever, she's gonna get on it and be like, yo, when's the next time, you know what I'm saying? Like, depending on how good it is, you know what I mean? But if his shit is whack, it's just gonna be a one time thing.
And I'm saying that fuck what this motherfucker's saying, because if you want some goddamn companionship, get yourself a dog. One night is a great night.
I thought it was
I mean, two adults can make that decision, man. They could decide, yo, listen, you know what? I think we good right here. Or you could just be in out of town. What if you out in Fallujah, you know what I'm saying, and you got, like, one more night in town, and you know you're not going to see this person again. It might be that. You know, it might not turn out to be a relationship. You just might have had fun that time. And y'all both understood that. And y'all both enjoyed that time. And it was good. You know what I mean? No attachments, no hard feelings.
So
Sometimes no hard feelings. Sometimes guys do not appreciate when they're coming for it again, and we're like, no.
Yep.
The feelings come in because it be that good nut that be having you thinking like, damn, shorty sucked it good. All that be having a nigga thinking like, word.
Yeah, yo, some women got that boomerang pussy like that that'll make a nigga come back for more.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we know that. All too familiar with that.
Have you out there in the middle of Sandy? Have you out there in the middle of Sandy like, yo, son, I'm going to swim to shorty crib. Fuck that. I know the tank pressure are open. I know them niggas are open.
Wow.
So we have another caller from Miami. I'm about to bring him in.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Miami, and what are your thoughts on the topic tonight? Ramon?
No.
Oh, well, so come back in. Like, this is, like, mad funny because I always like hearing the men's point of view, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, some of their points be good, some of their points be bullshit, but it tickles me because they actually believe some of the shit that comes out of their mouth, and I just like, wow, like, woo.
When I blasted this question, a female friend of mine said, yeah, I always wanted to know why they felt like they were entitled to it again, and especially the baby fathers.
Oh, man. I wish one
well,
of my
baby fathers, baby like, fathers, this unwritten rule that once you have a kid by a nigga.
When
I found out.
Have on the line?
I have my ex. Yo, I'm an ex-husband.
I'm about to agree with you. I'm about to agree with you because I'm telling you right now, if a man thinks he's entitled to it again, that means because he can't get nothing from nobody else.
Really?
I feel that. I feel
that's
him.
That's my manager, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel him. I'll tell you this, though. Like, when I found out my ex-wife had a man, I'm like, oh, thank fucking God. I'm like, yo,
not
oh, shit. Like, yo, for real, I was, like, yo, please, go ahead. Like, for real, I could never see your pussy again.
It's not really about getting pussy again. It's like, when you have a child with somebody or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And that person knows you and knows how to satisfy you, and y'all been together for some years, you feel what I'm saying? You can't really replace that shit unless you find somebody that's 20 times better.
Or you find somebody who had a child by you and married by you and don't know how to satisfy you.
Real shit.
What? Why are you married?
Or you just find some pussy you want to fuck.
What, man?
Greg, man, is going hard right now.
You want to fuck.
Or find some pussy that you just want to fuck. Okay, but why would you be married to something that's not sexually satisfying? Or did you marry them first before sex?
Well,
not
the thing about it, because
like,
there may be a relationship.
Like
you're not opinion on that.
But you know what you're saying? Like, a lot of women, like, they feel like they can mold a man and trying to change him and teach him how to satisfy her. That's vice versa. Huh?
And vice versa. A lot of men feel like they could train and mold a woman to satisfy them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good look. You're going to waste a lot of time to try that shit.
I mean, and if she got her own tricks and trades, then we go back to that previous call session we had where she's all kinds of whores. Because she's
doing
stuff that you
get it,
that you ain't teaching.
Like,
what the hell? Where you get that from? Where you know that from?
Like, women get it misconstrued. Like, us dudes, like, we get bored, too. Because, like with us men, like, we try so hard to keep the flame burning in the bedroom, to try new things or whatever. And certain women, like, some women or whatever, like, they lazy in the bedroom.
Certain women. That's what I'm going to tell you right now.
Some women get lazy in the bedroom. Like, they just lay there and take it.
Not
us guys, like, we like
well,
a flexible woman.
I was in a relationship with a chick that didn't suck dick. What are you talking about? Like, lazy. Please. Like, I know all about
make
that.
Those?
It ain't certain women.
You chose to fuck with her knowing she didn't suck dick. So what
it's,
does well, that
right.
mean?
Like, listen, we got to talk about. Listen. Okay, there was one guy that I was being. And he came at me like that. He was talking about how he was a 5% and he don't eat nothing white, like mayonnaise, eggs, and he don't eat pussy. Trust me, towards the end of the relationship, he was trying to kill himself trying to get to eat this pussy. overdosing.
That's like about me.
I don't think nobody's ego would allow them to say, yo, listen, the person just didn't do it, and then we just kept it pushing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I've normally heard that. You know what I mean? Like, we'll never know exactly what happens. But there's some people that just don't fuck with it. Like, that's not them.
Okay,
so that's
right.
Why we appreciate
it. To you, Christians, is like, you just said, when he was talking about people being lazy, you was like, you was in a relationship with a chick that didn't suck dick. You didn't suck dick, and if that's something you like, why did you become in a relationship with her?
Well, the thing about me and the thing about relationships to me is they're not just about sex. There's so
okay,
many other things that's going on.
So why do you bring it up like it's a problem?
Well, I mean, you could not suck dick, but you could not suck dick, but you could be the person that I need, who's there at every show and handing out every flyers, really believe in what I'm doing, or you can be the whatever.
That's not a sexual partner. That's your sister.
Yeah, but you came at your mouth after a boy opened the door talking about people being lazy.
No, I didn't say. Who else said that? The other homie said that.
He was making his point, but then you were I was in a relationship with a girl that didn't suck dick. So, I mean, evidently, you felt a certain kind of way because she wasn't sucking your dick. But then you were to be like, well, one thing about me, and, you know, I don't need her to suck my dick, and she's holding this down, this down.
No. That's not what I said. That's what you're saying.
I said
a relationship is not all about sex. That's all I said. I ain't saying nothing about not needing anything. I could be with you and we could work it out. And there may be other things that this is the same relationship.
In fact, after he was speaking negatively about women being lazy in bed, and you came with comment about, oh, yeah, I was with a girl that didn't suck dick. He was speaking about people being lazy, not having needs met. You know what I'm saying? So you came on the conversation with a discussion about needs not being met. See, that's the thing about you. You be on east, then you turn around, you go north, then you come back, go south, then you go west, and then we're like, what the fuck are you really saying? You go from one end to the other, or
I'm
one end to the other. Even in your sentences and paragraphs on BBM, it's like you jump all over, and then it's like for every situation you have something to say, and then when someone brings it out, it's like you go to another extreme. You're confusing the fuck out of me. So was you happy with the bitch that didn't suck your dick because she came to your show, or you was just like, it's what it is?
Hold on, calm down. Only thing I said was she didn't suck my dick, and that sounded like it was an issue. But when you're in relationship, it's not all about sex. I could stay with you if shit is not 100% in the bedroom. That's all.
So,
is it a problem that she's not sucking my dick? Yeah, I think that's a problem.
About the pillow princesses. When you encounter a female for the first time, and she's a pillow princess, do you feel that you can still get that again, or if you wanted to?
Hold on. I'm hearing an echo on somebody's phone. But do you feel like you can still get it again if you just meet the chick and you don't know nothing about her?
Right.
Hello? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know because I don't know even. There's no way that I don't know. That is a 50-50 thing. I don't know. Just because I hit it, it don't mean nothing.
In dating overall, sex is not everything. It's a goal.
Exactly.
It's a goal you try to get where you're going out with. So you're going to dinner, know that you're trying to see what you're going to take for me to get in her panties. But in anything, any kind of relationship, anytime you date in it, sex is not the only thing. Sometimes you want just a companion. Sometimes you want to just hang out with a shorty and be like, yo, you don't want to hang out with your boys tonight. You want to hang out with a shorty. So you just call a shorty like, yo, let's go get something to eat real quick. It don't got to be about, yo, let's go get something to eat, and, you know, you come back tomorrow, but we go get a room. Sometimes you want to just chill with a female. You want a different change of pace. For the
I know all about that.
You know, you always chill with your man. But sometimes you be like, you know what, I want to sit down with a lady.
and have a nice little dinner and just chill. You know, go to Olive Garden or something, go to Red Lodge, you know, just kick it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but one time is not enough for me to know. She might have not told me she got a man, or there could be all types of shit. One time is not enough for me to know that. I don't know you.
Well, a lot of chicks, for the first time, you take them to dinner. Most women, if they not committed like that, they're not going to come out. They got a man because they want that free dinner. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of it is the G. They'll tell you maybe like two or three months down the road when they feel like you're trying to come harder by getting kids or stuff like that. They'll let you know, like, look, you know, I do got
you can't be calling my phone like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's how it goes. Because when you hit it the first time, you ain't have to call. And I was like, yo, listen, you can't be posting my check.
Because that nigga sitting right there, that's why.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you can't be calling my phone like that. But yeah, when she out, she blowing your joint up. Oh, now you want to call a nigga now.
I know a couple of females like that.
Yeah, it's a few of them. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple like that, too. They'd be like, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. That's why I'll be like, if I got the time, you got the time. You know what I'm saying? But it's all, let me tell you something. It's all one big game. You got to know the rules. If you know the rules, you're gonna be lost in the sauce. Every game got its rule book. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Rules. There's new rules written every day. Some people perfect the rules. Some people break the rules. Rules are made to be broken. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're married, you're not supposed to mess with nobody but your mate. We all know that's a lie. So I need to keep on. You know, married people break more rules than anybody on a daily basis. So when you're a married woman, you're not supposed to take compliments from no other man.
I ain't heard that one, but
that must be
I guess.
Some Muslim shit, because where I'm from, if a motherfucker tell me I look good, thank you.
If you a married woman, you ain't supposed to be flirting with no other man.
It's not the point of you flirting, but if you're walking down the street and you look good and somebody's like, you look very nice today, that's not flirting. That's your motherfucker taking notice and recognizing beauty and letting you know. Thank you.
I don't know how you can not take the compliment or how the woman could be at fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because what could she do when the man says, yo, listen, you look real nice today? It's not really
she replies back with a thank you and a smile. That means she accepted the compliment. Now, she keeps it moving and don't say nothing to you, and that means she, you know, because she heard you, but she didn't accept the compliment. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, but just for her to say hello, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I must be some Brooklyn shit, but I'm going to put y'all on hold. We got a couple of more.
I'm from Brooklyn.
I'll bring y'all back in. So that's some B-table bullshit. Mm. I like a lot of bullshit to me. So, Mr. Miami, can you speak now?
I can.
And what are your thoughts and views on some of the bullshit that you have heard tonight?
No, I got some views. I just can't view them just yet. I'm still wrapped up.
Okay, text me when you can view your views, okay?
Will do.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now, the last four is 5574. You live on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's me, man. Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, see? Now, everything what the other dudes were saying is kind of true, but I want to bring it to a different level. And because
are you okay over there? Because you having a hard time getting your point out. You must got some serious shit you got to say.
I'm sitting here with Greg. And the thing is that when it comes down to it, if a man cheats, it's not about being like emotionally detached from their wife or anything like that. And it's not about anything like that. It's not about love. I love this show. It's just it, she don't even have to be hotter. All she got to do is be different. And that's the truth. That's the truth. And an ugly bitch can get her husband to cheat on their wife.
Right.
And that is dead up truth.
But that's because men fuck anything.
You're damn right. We are animals. we are animals. And that's the same in the wild and everything. A lion will fucking lion. It doesn't matter whether it's his wife or not. It has nothing to do with anything. But to say like bringing the money into it and all that, like we were talking about before when I talked to you on the phone. I'm the same one that was. I'm sitting here with Greg right now. It when it comes down to it, it's like hey man. One night is one night, man. You do what you do. If you don't want to stay together, you don't have to stay together. But everybody needs to fuck.
You also got to talk to your baby mom too, to relax, my nigga.
After listening to all this bullshit, I see why I'm not fucking. My toy is the best thing going for me, and I'm not even fucking that. I just want to
hear somebody.
You paid for that though.
I paid for what?
You paid for your toy.
I don't pay
just
for shit.
Just like
shit.
You would pay for the pussy.
You're right.
But I want to hear from somebody who is just straight up and down honest about their shit. Like, it's my ego. I feel like I can fuck the world. Don't ask me for shit. If I feel like giving you the dick again, I know I'm guaranteed to do it. Like, where is that person at?
But Do you mean like you want somebody like as far as a relationship? Is that's the typical man you're looking for, or do you like
negative? Sorry, negative. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying.
It's just like how dudes feel like if I fuck you once, some men are very confident in themselves and feel like they put it down so good that they can hit it again.
Right.
No. That's why I disagreed with Greg when he said that shit. Cause I was like, yo, that it doesn't matter about hitting it again. Like once you hit it once, so you already accomplished you that touchdown. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I don't even understand like people that want to like hit it again.
Because it may have been so good, it's like they was like, damn, I want to fuck it again. You know?
It might be so good for the man that he wants to hit it again, but maybe the woman don't want it. But at least you hit it once.
You right about that? Because a lot of y'all be, oh boy, y'all be having some old sloppy ass dick games. You're like, oh my god.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At least if the man want to hit it again, that's his own dumb fault, man. I'm not Greg. I'm G Slippy. And fucking, if I hit it once, man, that's mission accomplished. Maybe I want to hit it again. If I can't, I'll hit something else.
Whether it's ugly or not, you gonna hit it.
I didn't say that. But sometimes you drink a little bit too much. You never know. I like fat bitches.
Ain't nothing wrong with that cushion for the pushing.
All right, yo, you're going to your next call, yo.
Okay.
I'm telling you what to do, Chuck.
I'm running your show now.
No, I'm about to
send my guest
to see where the hell he at. Because
fine.
I'm like, you
stay
y'all.
Me
on. Bullshit, keep y'all.
Me on there then.
Put your hoes. Oh, Lord. Ashton.
Yes. Yes, I hear him.
It's just
you know, that's that same cocky shit that get him to have half a pussy session because
man.
He think he could do what he want to do.
Yo, these motherfuckers tonight is giving me such a fucking headache. It's a bullshit.
I don't know
headache.
Why. This is why prostitutes exist because, you know, women is not really trying to deal with this kind of talk. Like, this kind of, you know, emotions that these guys have. Like, you could just simply give, you know, some cash and feel the way you want to feel, but you want to do what you need to do, like, for an hour.
Like, for real, like, everybody that's listening, I'm not normally a rude person, but when I have ignorant motherfuckers on my show and I have ignorant motherfuckers sending me messages and they want to go in all different directions but the right direction, or they want to create a lane that's not on my highway, then I'm going to fucking check you. So if you don't
want to... Let me tell you what my daughter's father said. I asked my daughter's father, why do men feel like that if you fucked once, you automatically think you can fuck again? His full ass said, because most chicks leave the condom in there until they get back.
Oh, my God. Oh my god.
Foolishness.
Oh my god.
Foolishness. I can't.
Big Tom.
Yes.
Now, did you understand my rant? Was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I mean, that's how you feel, and I feel you're coming from. You feel like.
He comes and he piggybacks on somebody's conversation that's talking about lazy people in bed. So if it wasn't an issue, you wouldn't have came out your mouth and was like, I was in a relationship with a female that didn't suck dick. I don't know too many men that's going to wife up a bitch that don't suck dick.
Let me tell you something. If Shorty ain't trying to get no head, y'all won't be calling you tomorrow.
Well, my thing is this, like, okay, maybe he was coming out saying, all right, she don't suck dick, but she's, you know, that doesn't make her, like, it doesn't X her out as far as a relationship. I mean, for me and for you, maybe, you know what I'm saying, somebody has to have the qualities that you need, and those qualities may be oral sex. And if you can't get oral sex from that person, giving or receiving, you may feel like you can't go further in the relationship, because sex may be a part of a relationship, but it's a major part. And if you're going to hinder yourself as far as, you know, not wanting to put my dick in your mouth, then we have a problem.
Right, but let me rephrase that, though. I'm not going to say she's a bad person. I'm not going to, if she, that's just that what she do. So I can't make a female like that my girl, because she's not willing to be
head. You're a head monster.
Huh?
Because you're a head monster.
Right, and I'm going to want that, you know what I'm saying? And if you're going to sit there and talk about, no, I ain't doing that, yo, I'm going to catch an attitude real quick.
Right. I wish a nigga would tell me he not eating my pussy.
I don't worry about that with me, though. Before you even finish asking, I'm going to be down here doing it.
I don't want to have to ask. We grown. Like, how old am I?
Right. You shouldn't have to ask. It should be like,
if you asking me anything about eating my pussy, you should say to me, have you ever had it like this? That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear, you like what? You like
first of all, now I'm not going to sit here and be cocky. I'm not going to ask you if it's the best you have. I'm not going to ask you how you like it, because I know for true to fact, 95% satisfaction is guaranteed over here when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to be no question asking. I can already tell by when you start grabbing my head. Yeah.
That's because you're older.
Oh, my God. Hold that thought, because our special guest is on the line. But, Tom, we're going to get back to Joe's surprisingly... I can't even say good head skills, but you know what it is. We have Big D from ATKT's on the line, and he is also the official T-shirt sponsor for Chag Mommy and Chocolate Radio, and he makes the best customized T-shirts to go with your fucking sneakers. Hi, Big D.
Hey, yo, you know what? What's going on? What's going on? Why are you beefing? What's going on with you?
You hear her, right? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she is, like, in rare form tonight. What's going on over there?
She had enough.
I just had to make a point because, like, we're going to talk about you. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So let's
are you
back.
Sure?
Yeah.
Did I call it a bad time?
Of course not. Of course not. No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Never a bad time.
Just checking. It's all good.
So what's going on with you?
Same old shit, different day. You know how it go. The grind is always here. We do.
So, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Shoot.
I hear that you're great with custom making T-shirts with sneakers. What about heels? I'm a heels girl.
You know, somebody else asked me the same question. You know, we working on that. Right now we're working on that. Hopefully by the spring, my creative juices are flowing up and I have something for you.
Okay.
You know, right now, sneakers is a billion-dollar business a year. I just want a piece of that. You know what I mean?
I mean, how could you not want the shoes, though? Like, every woman loves shoes.
Ashley, no doubt.
You don't
no
understand. When I first met Big D, right, and he sent me a picture of all these sneakers in boxes, I actually thought it was like a warehouse for sneakers where he'd be like, okay, these sneakers came out, we're going to make these shirts and everything like that. What I didn't know at the time that all of those sneakers was his. Those were his personal collection. How many pairs of sneakers do you own?
I got a few.
No, Jack. If she say that you had a warehouse picture, you don't own a few.
I got a few. I got almost 200 pairs.
Oh, okay. So you could close a small country with your sneakers.
Yeah, I guess if that's how you look at it. I mean, you know, I never thought of it that way, but I guess so.
Oh, okay.
And it's crazy because his T-shirts are, very nice. They're very put together, and they're good quality T-shirts. Because I've gotten T-shirts from people, and even the My Head Game is a Felony T-shirt that I ordered from Spreadsheet, after he made my T-shirts for me and he sent them to me, I was just like, yo, I can't wear this shit, even though it's my slogan on there. I can't wear this shit. I took a picture of the T-shirt on the bed. I didn't put it on my body because I couldn't, because it's like downgrading. And I'm like, wow. And I mean, his work is so fucking out of this world. Like, you know how a lot of times, you go to the store, you buy the sneakers, and you have the hardest time matching up all your fucking colors to match the sneakers. And it'd be one color that throws everything off. And you can never find it. You don't have to worry about that because he matches fucking everything.
Everything.
What the fuck? And he's passionate about what he does.
You gotta have that. I mean, you go out and buy a pair of kicks, you know what I'm saying, and it's a release day and everybody got the same shoes, whatever. And then everybody walks around the same mall and they buy the same shirt to go with them same shoes. So when you get to the club that night or you get wherever you're going, movies, whatever, it's 10 other dudes with the same fucking shirt I got on. What the fuck is this? Why look like everybody else? Slogan of the company, ACPayTees.com. You need to holler at me, man. Any pair of shoes you can cop, I can match it. Anything. That's just what it is. I mean, it's about individuality. Why want to be like you? I'm me. You know what I'm saying?
So, what's
right
your plan for CIAA?
Huh?
What you got planned for
CIAA? Nothing really, but I mean, you never know when ATK shows up on a promo run. Just be out there with the people. We can come down and see it in CIAA. It's nothing, you know? Come out there and hang out with you, because I heard you're going to be around there. I'm going to come and hang out with you. How about that?
See, you're going to have to, because you're the only fucking T-shirt maker I know that when you drop your T-shirt, you also drop motherfucking mixtapes. And it's like, that's crazy. And your mixtapes are good. My kids enjoy them when you drop them off. And my daughter still wears the T-shirt that you gave her. And she'll put it on and she'll be like, yo, what you looking at? This is my shirt. He gave it to me. I'm like, you're right. He did. But I'm like, the way that you're pushing your brand, it is crazy. And then it's like a lot of people, especially what I've noticed is different people on Instagram have little T-shirt companies and they're trying to customize, but it's not their passion. And you can see it in their work. It's like some mediocre shit. And it trips me out because I'm just like, wow. I mean, I see such big visions for you. That's why when you had got the Kevin Durant, so I was just like, yo, you got to make a specialized shirt. Or you got to do something for Ray to be different. Because, like you said, why look like everybody else? So when people see other people, especially athletes, wearing your T-shirts, they're going to be like, yo, where the fuck you get that, son? I can't get that nowhere because it was made to order. Yo, I need to have some shit made to order for me. And then once you do the shit for the Hill, oh, man, it's going to be fucking bananas because then it's like the best of both worlds. You're keeping the men happy, and then at the same time, you're keeping the women happy. So, therefore, when the dudes are going out buying sneakers and they got their shirts coming, they ain't got to listen to their woman bitch and whine because he going to be like, yo, shut the fuck up, yo. I got the T-shirt. I got you a T-shirt, too, for your fucking heels. I mean, come on, man. It's a joint venture. You're killing, like, two birds in one stone.
You know, that's a valid point. But let me just point out, too, we got a lot of female sneakerheads out here. You know what I'm saying? And I get a lot of females that hit me up about, you know, like, yo, I just copped these. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of women wear heels and sneakers. You know what I'm saying? So the whole heels thing, we're going to look into that. We're going to hope to have something soon, you know what I'm saying, to satisfy those women that don't wear sneakers. But, you know, and touching back what you said about the whole mixtape thing, we combine, you know, like the whole sneaker thing and hip-hop. You know, Run DMC started it years ago with my Adidas, and it goes hand in hand. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So every other month, you know, what we do is, because I also manage a DJ and a rapper. So what we do, you know, we just put, you know, a lot of industry music, but a lot of times, you know, we get dudes that's, you know, underground, and we put them on there. It's no charge, you know what I'm saying, to send the music to us and put it on the mixtape. If it's dope, we play it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we just try to tie everything in there, hip-hop, you know, sneakers, all that. It just all works together, you know.
Mm. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Doing the shirts?
Yes, the T-shirts.
We've only been doing this. We only started doing this in, like, September.
Wow.
You know, everything we've done before that, before September, was, like, just, like, personal shit. Like, you know, I cop a pair of kicks, and I say, fuck it, I'm going to, you know, I go buy the machines and this, that, and the other, and I'm going to make me a shirt to match my own shoes. And everybody around me was like, yo, you need to start selling shit, man. And then it didn't get real to me like that until, like, around the summer. And I said, fuck it. It was a Jordan coming out September 1st, and I said, well, we're going to start September 1st. And then that was September 1st of last year. So it's only been, like, four months, I guess.
Very nice.
Oh, damn. And so it's like when you're out and about and people are seeing your T-shirts, like, first of all, before I say that, shouts out to you and the video that you sent to me and the guy that had got his sneakers and he got the T-shirt done for you. I was so happy when I saw that video because I'm like, yo, he is doing the damn thing.
Oh, that dude, shout out to my man, Jumpman Boston. He's like one of the biggest sneakerheads in the game. Dude got like 800 pairs of Jordan.
Wow.
So dude been doing this since like 86, you know what I'm saying? So when he cops something or he rocks something and he put it on Instagram, Twitter, what have you know what I mean? People listen, you know what I'm saying? And he been holding us down, you know what I'm saying, with the different shirts and all of that. So, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody, you know. Now, before I get off and start, you know, going somewhere else, Chalk Mommy, for real, you've been holding us down since I met you. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you and everything that you do for us because, I mean, if don't nobody know what you're doing, what's the fucking point? You know what I mean? So you've been putting it out there for us, and just like that guy, he does the same thing. So I appreciate people that help me, and I look out for people, you know what I'm saying, down the line. I never forget.
Thank you. And your post on the site is still in the top 5.
God damn. That's what's up.
And it's like, if you got some more pictures and everything like that, please send it to me so I can update it and rerun it some more. Because especially with, you know, you being close to New York and then with CIAA coming, because I need to get your logo on the gift bag first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that weekend, when people see me in the daytime, they were like, yo, ATK, Chocolate Wave, damn, what the fuck? And then it's like, boom, there you go, boom, your crew, my crew, and it's like it's a united front because it's like movements and numbers get recognized, because then people see that everybody is serious and everybody is on one page. And I'm a firm believer, if I fuck with you and I rock with you, then everybody else is going to know that, because I can't keep silent. Because I'm happy to put people in the forefront. I love being in the background and letting other people be seen, because they'd be like, you know, who the hell is that? Yo, I need to check that out. And being in CIAA, it's too many motherfuckers down there not to know what addiction to kicks is.
Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. Like I said, we coming down there. We're going to hang out with you. You know what I'm saying? I bring the team with me. We're going to promo. We be out there with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord. Got a video camera, because I'm going to be in rare form. I might do a little. No, I ain't doing no booty dance. Not until I get in the club that night. I'm going to be turned up. You're going to be like, yo, this ain't the same chop that was at Red Lobster eating fucking fish.
That's what it is. I mean, shit, you know, we all got an alter ego, you know what I'm saying? Whether we choose to admit it or not.
I don't have an ego, contrary to what people may say. I just don't like dumb shit. I don't like motherfuckers that always have something to say, whether it's just to be heard or just to be in the limelight, regardless of how ignorant it makes you sound, but you feel like you have to make a point. I don't like shit like that. And that's what you came in on. It's like, it's always one motherfucker that get you bent out of shape, and I'm the type of person, I'll let you slide, I'll let you ride, and I'll give you a pass. But then, when you just keep talking just to hear yourself or big yourself up, then I'm going to have to come in and just tell you how the fuck I really feel, because pressure bust pipes.
No doubt.
So when are you coming to New York?
We'll be in New York probably next month. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
we'll probably be there next month.
I hope it's around the 15th through. I hope it's the day after Valentine's Day. I hope it's that weekend.
Well, I tell you what, is that when you're going to be there?
Yes, yes. And
I tell you what, say no more. I can be there too.
Oh, cool. I would love to see my friend. How is she doing?
She's all right. I think, you know, pain in the ass, but it's all good, though. You know what I mean? I love her. You know what I mean?
Stella, I said hi, and I haven't forgotten about her.
Yeah, because so, y'all supposed to collaborate on some things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't have her number.
I'll text it to you.
Okay, thank you. Now, what's going on with your rapper? Because his interview on the site is still doing numbers.
Oh, you know what? I told you earlier that I manage a rap. I actually managed two. Him, I just, you know, that's the one that did the interview on your site. He's all good. You know what I mean? He's like one of my like strongest soldiers for real, because he's down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and he's like the promo dude. He's crazy with it. You know what I'm saying? I get calls from people and down there, like, you know, ATK, I seen you, you know, join. I want to order a shirt, and I know that's because of him. You know what I'm saying? I got another rapper that I manage that's here in VA, and he's crazy with it too. So, you know, everything is love right now. We doing a few things, you know.
Now, what about Butter Rock? I ain't got number one mix from him, and I'm like, damn, I can't play that all the time. Do I need to get on Twitter and crack the whip?
You can. I mean, you know, Butter's in his own world. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of things, man. That guy, he's everywhere. You know, he's everywhere. You can't sit down. You know, you tell him, look, I need this, I need that. All right, I got you. Then you find yourself a week later, yo, where is it? Oh, I got you. You know, listen, I got to catch him at the right time, but I promised you something, you know what I'm saying, from him, and I'm definitely going to get on him about it. And you know, he got two radio shows a week.
Okay.
He always does. You know, he's on he's a Wu-Tang DJ, so he's got a show on Wu-Tang Radio, and he's also a street style DJ. He's got a show on Street Style Radio. So I think his days on them shows like Sundays and Thursdays. So he's pretty busy with that stuff. So, you know, I'm definitely going to get him to send you something else, though. Seriously. We got you.
Matter of fact, hold on one second. No, what the hell? Jesus.
Oh, man. Hold on. Oh, I got something for you. Hold on.
Why look like everybody else? So you call yourself a sneakerhead, right? Well, this right here is something you definitely have to have in your collection. ATK Clothing presents customized sneaker apparel for your official footwear. This is the Addiction to Kicks t-shirt line, which offers you the best in customized short sleeve tees, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts to match any sneakers, and much more. Visit us on our official website to place your order today at www.atktees.com. That's ATKTEES.com. Like us on Facebook tonight, facebook.com/ATKTEES. Also, hit us on Twitter at ATKTEES. You are not an official sneakerhead if you do not have these tees to match your footwear. DJ Butterbee, talk to him.
Hey, it's your man right here, man, DJ Butterbee. You know what? I'm addicted to kicks, man. Get at my peoples, man. Hey, yo, I look like everybody else. I'm gone.
ATKT.
Commercial. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad you played that. You know what I mean? I haven't heard it in a couple of weeks. I'm glad, you know,
I had to hear that. Commercial. And you know what's cool? As I was driving the other day, and a new sneaker store opened up downtown. I haven't been there yet, but social status. And I was like, wow. The commercial was, like, really nice, and I instantly thought about you, but I don't know, you know what, I had the iPhone, and I couldn't find your number, and I was like, shit, I gotta wait till I get home and get the BlackBerry so I can text you, because you know how we do, you know what I'm saying, we double up. If a store puts your shirt in it, I'm gonna back you, I'm gonna promote you, and then I'm gonna promote the store.
No doubt, that's what it is.
Because, I mean, I just feel like with us together, we have so much to offer so many different businesses, and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, there's power in numbers, and I have no problem putting my numbers out there so, you know, shop owners can see that we serious about this.
True that.
And see, now that I can get into my shirts and everything like that, it's about to be a different game. I'm going to take some more pictures and everything like that and post them. And then also, I'm back in school, and it's crazy because people's shoe game at school is crazy. So Alicia was like, yo, mommy, pass these out at school because, you know, everybody always wearing sneakers. I was like, you're right. And I have to agree with you. I see more girls wearing the fly sneakers just like the dudes at school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, people don't believe that.
I do. I mean, I do because it's like I've always been a sneakerhead, but, you know, in certain times I have to be on my grown and sexy, and I have to change my look up. You know what I'm saying? So since guys love my legs, I got to wear heels so they can see and be happy. And, you know, when it's summertime, I'll wear sneakers and shorts and they'll be happy too. And you know what? I was just thinking about something. You should really do an ATK calendar with the females and your sneakers and, you know, and the sneakers and the shirts. Because I feel like dudes will go crazy over that.
Yeah, you 100% right. You know, I mean, I can't argue with that. It's a good idea.
Yep. So
I know I keep you around for something. I knew it. So you got good ideas.
Cause you know what
I told y'all, I fuss with you. You got good ideas.
You know what I'm thinking? If we get enough females, and I can see what the hell their sneakers is looking like, I can actually get the designer to have the underwear to match the shirt and the sneakers, and then we're killing like two birds in one stone.
Ooh. If you can do that, I know a pair of Nikes I've seen a while ago that I wanted. I can't find anymore.
Oh, Lord. What kind of Nikes?
Girl, they were, and you know I'm prissy. They had lace on them. They, like, had black lace on them, and they were white and purple and black. And it was, like, lace at the foot, I mean, at the toe area, and lace on the side. They were, like, Air Force Ones.
What?
Yes. And when I seen them, like, once. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to have those. And I've been looking all over the place for them.
Hell, he might be able to help you find them because, like I said, like, he has over 200 pairs of sneakers. He goes to sneaker conventions, sneaker workshops. I mean, anything dealing with sneakers, he's there.
Right. The thing with me is that I'll wear sneakers, but my sneakers can't be the norm. Like, you know, they have to be something crazy. Like, people have to double take. Like, right now I have these Coach sneakers that are, like, purple and pink, hot purple, hot pink. I can't wear regular sneakers.
That's why you need to holler at me for a shirt for those. I've never matched all the shirts. You know what? I never matched a shirt with a pair of Coach sneakers before. So, you know, you need to send me a picture of those so I can see what you're working with.
Absolutely. I'll send you a picture, and I will pose in that shirt. Big hair, chalk panties, T-shirt, and a kick.
Yeah. See, I like the way it sounds right now. We're gonna have to do some, you know, put our heads together here and get this stuff, you know, get it rolling. You know, Chalk knows me, so when it's about business, it's time to go. Let's do it.
Oh, my God, see. That's why I love this man, because I can be, like, sleep, and he don't be tripping if he wake up the next morning, and I have sent him several texts with fucking ideas that I have, because my thing is, 2013 isn't my year, per se, because everybody's like, yo, this is your year. This is my circle's year. This is my team's year. That's why people that follow me on Twitter, when I fuck with certain people and we're on a certain level, then I'm always introducing them to the people that's going to take us to the next level. I mean, I just feel like God blessed me to do certain things. He put people in my life to help them get what they need to get and then also help me grow. Because it trips me out how it's like he hit me up and he wasn't sure if I was going to say yes or I wasn't going to say no. And he was like, I want you to be the female face. I'm like, okay, what kind of perks I get? He's like, t-shirt. Shit, okay, I'm down. What you need? And then boom, blast away. I mean, just the fact that he wants me to wear his shit, that's an honor to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting to do something that I love. I'm pushing a brand like I'm pushing mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just get this sense of satisfaction every time I meet somebody new and I'm able to extend my resume and bring somebody else into the family. Because Chocolate City just isn't about me. It's about building bridges and building long-lasting working relationships, because there were so many people in 2009 when I was just starting out that told me that I wasn't going to make it, that, mm-hmm. you know, it just wasn't going to work out. For one, your age, this, that, and the third. And, you know, even in 2010, when I saw that I was going in some type of direction, I still reached out to these people to still fuck with me, and they said no. So here it is, you know, 2012, people started hitting me up, the same people that told me that I wasn't gonna make it, and was like, yo, what's good? You know, ain't shit good. You know, it's fucked up that a lot of my friends, and I can't even call them friends anymore, but people that I rocked with didn't believe in me enough to hold me down. But then I have strangers that see a tweet or two, or they see my timeline, and they reach out to me, and they show me more love than motherfuckers that I knew for a couple of years.
Right.
So for that, I'm going to ever be grateful
for him. You know what I'm saying? Even when he came up to Greensboro and I met him, when I met him, that was the first time I had been out on any type of social gathering since the surgery. You know what I'm saying? And he patiently waited on me. And, you know, we sat down. We had a nice dinner, me, him, and his fam. And it was just like, okay, you can tell when God endorses a union. You know what I'm saying? Because all the spirits are lined up and everybody is on the same page. So when I walked away from him, it felt like, okay, boom, this is family. Because, you know, the T-shirt for my daughter, the mixtapes for my kids and everything like that. I started listening to the mixtape as soon as I got in the car. And I was just like, wow. I'm a firm believer, business is good, but when you have people that you rock with and it's like a family-based situation, that's even better.
Very true.
No doubt. But can I interject a point to all your listeners that think that, you know, that Chalk is just like some kind of, it's like an act or whatever. This is how she do, for real. She real about her shit. I'm listening to her now talk. I sat in front of her. We talked. She has never wavered. She's been the same person the whole time. And that's very fucking rare right now. You know what I'm saying? People always want to act, you know, this way in front of this person. She's not putting on a front. This is who she is. And I respect that.
Man, stop before you make me cry. Then motherfuckers will be like, oh, shit, Chalk got a soft side.
Especially after you was going in earlier.
Well,
see, that just points back to her realness. I mean, she's real about her shit. You know what I mean? It ain't no bullshit. I mean, if you can't respect somebody that's real, male or female, then that's a fucking problem.
And now that goes to the topic of the night. You know, before you was a family man and you was, you know, because you're from New York, did you ever feel that if you fucked a chick once, you could hit it again?
It would have to depend on the broad. Not all of them, no. You know what I'm saying? But I think it depends on the broad. You know, sometimes you could have, like, you know, one of those all-star nights. You're like, shit, I didn't get that shit again. That's nothing. You may have one of them fucked up nights, like, God damn. You know, and then she'd be like, I ain't fucking with you no more. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think it all depends on the person.
Oh, see, that's a big tone night when he was just like, oh, yeah, I done ate real good. My belly full. I'm lazy. I'm just going to lay right here and let this bitch do all the work. Because if I try to do something, it's just going to be a poor performance.
Man, listen, like I said, it depends on the person. He, you know, everybody got their own opinion. I respect everybody's opinion, you know what I mean? But, excuse me, I think it's just, it all depends on the person, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, if a dude feel like, you know, he's got that kind of, you know what I'm saying, like swag about him. I hate to use that word because I'm so sick of it. But if he's got that air about him and it's like, you know, I'm that nigga, maybe he feels that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it goes, I think everybody's different. I really do.
Now, here's a question for you. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs that want to start their own business or they have a passion and, you know, they're not sure if they should, like, follow their dreams? Because, you know, you have so many people that hate on motherfuckers that step out the box and leap out in faith and do what they want to do.
I mean, to you know, as far as hate goes, I use hate, me personally, I use hate as fuel. You know what I'm saying? Because that means I'm doing something right. If you take the time to hate on me, then I'm doing something right. You know what I'm saying? And pretty much I'm like, fuck you. You're not feeding my family. I'm going to do what I want to do. So, you know, to answer your question as far as advice goes, you know, it's like a cliche. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. If it's something that you feel like you want to do, fucking do it. You only live once and life is short. Play hard, you know what I mean?
That is so true. That is so true. Now, if there was any professional sport athlete that you wanted to make a shirt for, who would it be?
Any of them, because most of them are millionaires, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple right now that I'm working with right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm not mentioning no names, but you will get the pictures. They'll be on your site and all that when it goes through. There's the guys that are putting orders in right now. I just got to get the pictures back with the shirts on them. But like I said, most of them cats are millionaires.
Oh, shit. I'm getting excited because, like, that's what you've been waiting for. And then it's crazy because I had the opportunity to speak to my friend, a.k.a. Black Bill Gates 1, on Twitter. And we talked about you. Then he also told me that there was an opportunity for me with ProKeds. He said, because I have a very good brand and they're looking for people to come in and have their own sneaker line. And he was just like, well, what you're doing and what I'm doing, it's a win-win. That's one of the people, when you come to New York, we're going to sit down and meet, talk, and do what it do.
Let's do it. You know me, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too, because I'm just like, sneakers, Chocolate City sneakers, and some Chalk Mommy sneakers. I don't know about the dudes, but, you know, I know females will wear them because, you know, they will be sexy. You know, sexy feet, sexy drawers, sexy shirt. Even ugly bitches would be sexy. Because it's like, it's a win-win situation. Because it's like, you're as sexy as you feel. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, a lot of people can call beautiful people ugly. It's all about how you feel about yourself inside.
True that.
I mean, outside help too, because I ain't about to fuck with no ugly dude. But I'm just saying, when it comes to women, we can pull out so many things that men can't.
You're right about that.
Because I remember when I used to live in Atlanta, I used to wear men boxers, Faded Glory, and a bra, and that would be my motherfucking outfit with some Air Max. And a dude came up to me, he was like, yo, nah, I'm tripping. I'm like, what? He said, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but I got a pair of drawers just like that. I'm like, shh. He was like, only you could pull that off. He said, that shit looks sexy. And I don't even know what gave me the... Okay, I'm going to wear a sports bra and some men boxers and some fucking tennis shoes out in Atlanta to motherfucking happening spots like Dugan's and shit like that. But I did. And I was like, damn, my confidence level was nothing like it is now. But I guess back in the 90s, I knew that one day I was just going to be a bold bitch and I was just going to take a lot of things to different heights.
Man, actually, you know what, truth be told, there's nothing even wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, you look at, I always use, like, you know, when I talk to people about, we talk about music or whatever, you know, you got all these dudes out here nowadays, you know, rappers or whatever, and to, you know, most of them, you know, they, we're the next best thing. They all sound the same, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's trying to sound like this guy or that guy. But then you take a dude like, you know, dude from Outkast, Andre 3000, he sound like himself. He do himself. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. Like, sometimes you be like, what the fuck is he talking about? What he doing him? You can't hate on nobody for that. You know what I'm saying? He's bold enough to stand up on his own, too. So there's nothing wrong with that.
If I ever see Andre in the street, it's a problem.
Oh, shit.
I love that man. If he got a wife, I really wouldn't care. Like, she would just have to just kill me.
Man, don't take this the wrong way. Ashton is not saying that she is a homewrecker. She was just voicing her opinion about Andre 3000. I don't want y'all to feel that at our meet and greet, if she sees the red in bed, she's going to want to fuck you. That's not what she said.
Thank you, PR. Thank you. No, absolutely not. Only one person, and that is, you know, somebody that I would never, like, you know, I'm not celebrity struck, but that is one person that if I see him, I'm going to scream first. I definitely am. I've been looking at, you know, watching Outkast and following Outkast since they didn't have their own style. They couldn't put out their own style because they just started. And I was right there in Decatur, DeKalb, La Sonia, and I just admire them so much. And I'm so proud of them for being able to do what they want to do because they stuck to it. So, besides, I'm an Aquarius.
Aquarius are. You know what? I swear, I kind of wish that next week was like one of those things that Big D was going to be in the area so he could come to my birthday party. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm not pushing my luck. This man has done so much for me. You know what I mean? I just
wait. Hold it. Where's the party? You didn't tell me nothing about that.
Oh, see, what happened was when a promoter that I do stuff for found out that I was gonna be home with my family for my birthday. He has like this little event that he does on Fridays called the Friday Mix. And he was just like, okay, why don't you come through for your birthday like you did last year? And I'm like, okay. And then he was just like, you know what? You pack enough people in here, you can have a whole third floor and do what you do. And I was like, man, I don't know if I want all them motherfuckers like that there. But I was just like, you know, I'm turning 44, and I don't really get out a lot, but it's like, I only want people that I'm close to celebrate something like that with me. Because it's so easy to invite everybody to a party, and not everybody has your best heart and interest. They're just there to be nosy, scope out what you got on, how the fuck you gonna look, what niggas is gonna be in your face and stuff like that. But yeah, next Friday at the Mix, they're having a party for me.
Man, see, now I might have to fit that in the schedule. I might have to come back down here for that.
Oh,
well. I can't promise it right now, but I guess like in the middle of the week, you know, you'll hear from me and I'll let you know one way or another, but I may have to come on back down here for that.
See? And then you do that Saturday, we gonna hit social status and tell that motherfucking spot up.
Oh, no doubt. They better have official footwear in there because, you know, that's what I do, so I don't want no bullshit.
I mean, and then, you know what? It would be, like, really nice because we still have to sit down and plan the college tour for your movement, because springtime is about to come and it's about to be crazy, because I was supposed to be going to Vegas right after CIAA, but I'm not going to go. I'm going to go to Florida instead. And then when I'm in Florida, I'm going to be, it's like extending the brand, because I'll be down there. The weather is nice. I can have the t-shirt and stuff like that. I have the cards, and I can just push it, because it's like in Florida, it's like it's so many Florida is a lot easier to get your stuff off the ground than a lot of other places, because it's so many entrepreneurs there that people all welcome you with open arms. Because when I initially lived in Florida, I wasn't Chalk Mommy. Chalk Mommy started in Florida because I was like, when I was locked up, I never took pictures of me in the streets. I never took pictures of me hustling and shit like that. And, you know, when you locked up, motherfuckers be having pictures sent in from the street so people could see how they live. And I never took the time to do that. And I was like, you know what? When I come home and I'm free, every fucking chance I get, I'm going to take pictures. So in my little studio apartment, I used to take pictures of me in boy shorts. And a friend of mine hooked up my MySpace page, and a photographer saw me. So right towards the end, when I was getting ready to move back home, that's when, you know, Chalk Mommy became. I was known as Miss Swag because of the boy shorts. And then each time that I've gone back to Florida, they've embraced me like, wow, I can't believe you went home and you blew up. We would have never thought that you would have been like that. Everybody that I work with, my supervisors, people that I dated, artists that I used to help, just networking and introducing them to people, are just like, you know, look at you now. And that's crazy because I only lived in Florida almost 2 years, and they show me so much love. And then you got like the artists, and they always got the little crazy sneakers and everything like that. So it's like when you wear your t-shirts, you don't look like somebody else, and people always stop and ask you like, yo,
where you get that shirt from? Like, that's really nice. That shit matched your sneakers. And I get a lot of comments when I took the picture in the red, white, and black shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So many people like that picture. Because I took so many different pictures and made different little collages and stuff like that. I think on some of the pictures I had like 200 likes, 100 and something likes and stuff like that. Even with your flyer, you had over 200 and something likes on it for the mixtape.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's to me, is a blessing. You know, like, nobody knew, you know, 4 months ago, nobody knew nothing about what we were doing. And now, you know, for every person that we touch, you know, to me is important. You know, that's why when I met you, you know, I told you I was going to Charlotte to the sneaker show or whatever. I just touched people there, you know, and people that still, you know, a couple of them hit me up already, you know. You know, I need to get this shirt, I need to get that, you know. And it's a blessing to me, you know what I'm saying? So even if, you know, with the promo shirts that we give out, you know, we give away a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, because I'm touching that one person. That one person down the line, like, you know what, yeah, I got this shirt from this dude. Let me see, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, it comes back, you know what I'm saying? So for everybody that we touch, you know, is important to me. You know, it's not like, you know, well, yeah, fuck him, I don't need him. Nah, everybody I touch, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're an asshole, that's something different, feel me? But, you know, people that are genuine or whatever, and we touch them and they're about their, you know, fashion or whatever, and they just want a simple T-shirt, you know, that's what we do, you know? It's just, it's a beautiful thing. And my question to you, though, I mean, I know it's your show. I ain't trying to take over. I ain't taking over, but I just want to ask a question. You picking Florida over Vegas? Really?
When I go to Vegas, it's going to be astronomical when I go. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm taking all these little trips because I didn't travel at all last year, and then I didn't travel that much the year before. So it's like when I hit Vegas, then I want to hit Cali. But then I want to be in a position that my team is there and we're being sponsored to come out because people have heard about how we do when we get together.
Right, right.
Because I know,
you know, and
I know,
you know, not
to make money, so I'm like, I'm going to spend money to put us out there, but when it comes to the West Coast, they're going to request us to come out there, and it's going to be on them because they're going to see the videos, they're going to see the pictures, they're going to see the numbers, they're going to see your product, they're going to see my product, they're going to see the unity, they're going to see the mixtapes, they're going to see, like, so much, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of mixtapes, I decided that I'm doing a CIAA sexual destruction mixtape. So if you can come up with a mixtape for CIAA to go inside the gift bags as well, that would be really nice. Or the one that you gave me would be even nice.
I'm hoping to have something, you know, I have something fresh and new by then. But, you know, and actually I will. So, you know, I definitely will. So we can do that. We can do that. I'm going to have something new for that.
Because it's too many people coming down there not to walk away with shit from us and just be like, yo, them motherfuckers showed up and they showed out. That's why we got to fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? Business cards in place, videos in place, pictures in place. Like, you know, I guess I've avoided CIAA for so many years because I felt like I wasn't ready. And what people don't know is when it comes to social events, I'm nervous because I don't feel like I'm a people person. But once I get a few drinks in me, it's a fucking wrap. I'm ready for everything. Too many rappers are asking me to be there, so you're going to meet people, and then when they see your shit, they're going to be like, yo, you know what? I need that shit in Detroit. I need that shit in Chicago. I need that shit in Cali. I need that shit in New York. You know what I'm saying? Even Big Crip is on the line, and when he saw your shirts, he was just like, yo, can he do something for Converse? And you can, because he's a Chuck Taylor. He blue flag. I love blue. And he's just like a simple dude. And he was just like, I want some Chuck Taylors on a t-shirt like that. That's when I had texted you a while ago and I had asked you because he saw the pictures up on Instagram and he was just like, yo, that shit is nice. And he's like, he wanted to fuck with you. So, you know, yes, the Crip, I'm putting you on blast. So, you know, just send me a picture of the sneakers and I'll send it to him and then I'll let you know how much it is and everything like that. And then, boom, you'll have that. And then when you're doing your video shoot, just shout ATKTs out and it's all good. That's all I do.
Yeah, you know, you can do that.
Buy t-shirts from him. If you want to make a little shout-out video, please do that. If you want to, you most definitely got to take a picture. Because what the fuck is it? What's the purpose of you spending your money and you don't show off how you spent it?
True.
I mean, I'm just saying. So, it's like now, I've been buying my son sneakers every month. So, I got to sit here and figure out which ones I like the best. So, when he goes to school, niggas can be like, yo, where the fuck you get that? And then they can make their parents come in and get some ATKT. Because, I mean, I'm not even playing. I'm about to have my kids be able to walk around spokespersons and stuff like that. Because it's just like, they see me and they just be like, Mom, why are you so happy? Ooh, Mom, I like that shirt. It matches sneakers. I was like, I know. Because I found one pair of sneakers one time. And I swear it was like the worst moment ever. It was the South Bronx edition of Air Force One. They were gray, white, and an orangish yellow. I could not find no fucking shirt to match the sneakers. And I know the sneakers was hot because I was dating this guy that worked for Rick Ross's management. He went out and found the same pair of sneakers, and DJ Khaled had a pair. But I couldn't find a shirt to match the orange because I didn't want to bring out the white. I didn't want to bring out the gray. I wanted to bring out the orange. And
right.
It was so fucking hard. Now, if I had known him or if I had those sneakers right now, it'll be a fucking different story. I would set the game on fire. But I'll just never forget. It was the South Bronx edition Air Force One. No store in the mall because I walked up and down. My son was like, Mom, fuck that. Buy you a new outfit and get you some Black Forces and call it a day and wear that shit to the club because it was my birthday. And that's exactly what I ended up having to do. And I mean, that shit was just like so frustrating. So in me and my kids ended up making those our, okay, when you got to run to the store real quick, you just throw them sneakers on. And that's it. I mean, people don't understand the importance of having a man like this around and available because you never have to worry about spending hours in the mall looking for fucking shirts that ain't going to work. Because it only takes one color to throw everything off in your outfit. Because people, it's like when you got sneakers and you match them, people look for that odd color to see if you got that shit matched. And if you don't, they talk about you. Like, yo, this is hot ass sneakers.
That's real talk.
And I mean, this is like, what in the fuck? Because I brought somebody a pair of sneakers. They was gray, black, and a teal green. I tried so hard to find a hat to match it because even though it was like a small color, that color is what set the sneakers off. And I couldn't find it. They ended up finding it, a hat to match it or whatever. But I was just like, damn, it's just that one little color that can throw everything off. And then it's like when I look at the samples of the shoes that you made, you know, the t-shirts that you made, I'm just like, like the silver, the blue, and the red, or that little funky color, that shit was hot. Then when you did the panties, I think it was the panties, the black, the blue, and the white.
Yeah.
And then the Air Max 90.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
that shit was hot because I'm just like, yo, this is crazy. Because I did it, I showed my son because he, I think, God, I don't know what kind of sneakers these are, but they are throwbacks. They just came out like a couple of years ago, but they're gray and a teal green or a crazy color blue and white. Basketball sneakers. I don't think they're Ken Griffey's, but there's something else. I can't think of the name right now. And he has a hard time finding the color because he always goes for the little color. And I was like, you know what, Mike? I'm going to get you a shirt made to match those sneakers. And I'm going to surprise him because I know he thought that I forgot. But then he's going to be like, oh, shit, Mommy, you remember. Like, yeah, I never forget. And then when he go to United Healthcare and he's wearing that shirt, everybody's going to be like, yo, Mike, where you get that shirt from? And he's going to be like, yo, my mom fuck with this dude, ATK, and this is what he do. Because my kids believe in what I do. You know, they're like my biggest fans and my biggest supporters. And it's just like, okay, you know, boom. And I'm a walking spokesperson, especially when I believe in somebody. When I believe you, it is so easy for me to sell you to other people because they hear the passion in my voice. Just like if Ashton was just like, Chop, I'm going to be a pole instructor, booty clapper, or whatever. I believe that she can do that. And she, I will sell her as the best booty clapper, pole instructor, and everybody will be signing up for her classes. Just like when I tell them that game is a felony, they fucking believe it. You know what? I think I might need to go ahead and get that shirt made for a CIAA. Because if I'm walking around with a shirt that says my head game is a felony and I got that exclusive ATK seal on the back of the shirt, motherfuckers is going to be like, your head game is a felony. Yeah, I'm not about to show you, but yeah, nigga, what the shirt say? Or, you know, keep a head video with my cell phone. Then a nigga can see. I ain't got to go through no unnecessary changes and stuff like that. And be like, oh, shit. People understand. Wow shit, catchphrases, shit that catches people off guard is crazy. That's like they see the T-shirt. They automatically, they're going to look down at your feet. So when they see your feet on your shirt, then the motherfuckers do double takes and be like, nah, yo, that shit crazy. And they're like, yo, my man, check this out. Look at this shit right here. You see my dude's sneakers and that fucking T-shirt? It's like, then motherfuckers be like, yo, I need to cop that. And Ashton, I sent the picture of your sneakers to D.
Okay.
Those shit is cute.
I know. Thanks.
How much do you wear?
Eight in heels, so what was that? A 7.5 and a 5 in boys.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me trying to steal them from you.
Why? You got little feet?
I mean, I wear a size 6, 6.5 in boys, and I always get my heels 8.5 just in case, because you know all heels are made differently. So
right.
If I'm ordering them from Shoe Dazzle, I do 8.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do 8.5, because I'm trying to think, fuck, you know what, I think I have some heels that kind of go with my Ride the Chocolate Wave T-shirt. There's some blue wedges with gold studs on them, and I have yet to wear them, so, you know, I got some red heels, and I got some black heels. And I can wear them with my red, black, and white shirt. And then with my gray, my silver and white shirt, I don't got no silver heels. But, you know, I can always conjure up something and make it work.
See, if you'd have told me that, you know, back then, the blue shirt, we could have put a little gold in that for you. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking about the sneakers, and then once I started going in the office and seeing all them damn Shoe Dazzle boxes all the way up to the ceiling, that's when I was like, damn, I wonder if he's going to start doing T-shirt for heels. Because I'm like, shit. Because I have all the sneakers. I'm like, fuck. Now I got to step up my game with sneakers.
Well, I mean, it's okay because as I'm traveling, outlet malls, and then Big D will tell me certain places I need to go and get some little sneakers, and then coming to New York, you find so much shit that don't nobody else got.
Yeah, I got a couple of spots up there. You know, we may have to hit, you know, same go up there, you know, next month. We may have to hit a few more spots.
And you know what? You know what I'm going to do for you, D? I'm coming to your area. Matter of fact, after CIAA and stuff like that, I'm going to come to VA for a weekend, and then we just going to have a good time. I'm going to come and let you show me around your hood, and we're going to network and just make motherfuckers just be like, damn, D, took you long enough. What the hell you find right at? Yo, y'all crazy.
Just let me know whenever you're ready.
Because I'm about to be traveling, and then I got to bring Ashton. And then, you know, if you know guys that got kitty fetishes,
Oh my God, man.
She got some nice titties. She made me feel like I want to be breastfed all over. So if you got some homeboys like titties, that's who she need. She need a new man. She need a man in her life.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
I got
a bunch of soldiers now. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
See, Ashton?
Why are you trying to sell me on top of the soapbox?
Girl, because you need a good man in your life. And Big D is a good dude, so I know he has good men around him. And this is like a big family, girl.
She said it's a big family, girl.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
It is. Embrace the love. Not only do you ride the chocolate wave, we love on the chocolate wave until ignorant motherfuckers piss me off. And then
oh, Lord.
I have to blame.
You got me cracking up over here.
I'm just saying. I feel good because I haven't snapped on my show in a long time. I just have to let people know I'm small, but I have a big bite, and I will lay hands on you. Not like Jesus and his disciples either.
You haven't snapped on your show in a long time, and you picked the night that I call in to do something.
Right?
I feel honored. I appreciate
Thank you.
That.
You know, Ashton and her stalker, I swear, I'm about to boot him off of my BlackBerry. Oh, for everybody listening, y'all need to go on YouTube, look for the new BlackBerry that's coming out, BlackBerry 10, Big D. I know you fuck with iPhone, but that new BlackBerry is crazy. It's crazy as hell because it's teamed up with Visa to accept fucking payments.
Stop.
What's crazy is when we go to CIAA weekend, I done fucking downloaded Pay Here on my iPhone for PayPal, and I got that credit card machine, the little credit card reader coming. So when we in CIAA, we making money. Like, swipe. Boom, there you go. Swipe, want a t-shirt, here you go. Oh, you don't got no change, you got a debit card? Boom. If it was a way for us to accept EBT, I'd do that shit too.
Big D, one more time.
What's up?
Could you please say your website and your Twitter for people to follow? You have a lot of people saying they need to get with you on the t-shirt.
All right, the website is ATKTEES.com. That's ATKTEES.com. And Twitter is going to be twitter.com/ATKTEES. T, that's TEES. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, I don't have a company one. It's my personal one. It'll be Big D 134 ATK. So you have to spell out D. So it's BIGDEE 134 ATK.
All right.
And I just tweeted that, and then Ashton, I introduced y'all on Twitter. So you got
okay, cool.
Information right there.
Cool.
And I also shout out my whole ATK family, you know what I'm saying? My Sound Squad Entertainment family, which I am also the president of. So that's the shout out to DJ Butterbee, Brandish, Rapscal, you know what I'm saying? All my people. As far as ATK, I shout my wife out on that because she really helps me run that. You know what I'm saying? I a lot of the things that I do with the shirts, I couldn't do without her. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't forget anybody. So holler at me, whatever you need, whatever shoe you're trying to match, I got you. Just holler at me. It's easy to sell somebody something they want. You know what I'm saying? You coming to me, I'm just going to do what you tell me to do. You feel me? So it's easy to do that. Just holler at me.
Man,
well said.
I swear, yo, I got so much love for you and wifey. And, you know, Ashton, this is the thing that I love the most about his wife. It's like a lot of times when I deal with men that have women, it's like the women feel a certain kind of way. And with her, when we met and stuff like that, she embraced me just like he embraced me. And I fucked with her the long way. We had, like, a really good time. She didn't make me feel a certain kind of way or anything like that. And she really supports her husband, his movement, and everything that he does. And it's really important when you're in a relationship and your partner believes in you 100% and has your back, because then your man or your woman can focus on what they need to focus, and that's building the brand, bringing home the money, and having a happy family. He is like a dedicated person to his business, his family, his extended family, and his friends. So, like, yo, for real, he a real-ass dude. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. And check out the website. And then if you're not sure, you can go on my website and look at recommends, and then you'll see him right there. And then actually, I need to get a banner for you so I can put it on the site, so when people click on the front page, it'll take them directly to your site.
Mm-hmm. I didn't send you a banner for that.
I needed the HTML code, and he was like,
Okay. All right. I got you. I'm going to get my people on it. Got you.
Yes. So, everybody, I would like to thank you guys for listening. I really enjoyed the show. Big D, I cannot thank you enough. I've been looking forward to this show. You've seen I've been promoting it for a minute.
I thank you. I appreciate everything you've done and that you continue to do. And, you know, I'm going to always owe you. Trust me. I got you.
And, no, when I got my package in the mail and you came down here and you fucked with me and you sat there and talked to me and you shared your vision with me, that was good enough right there. Like, you don't owe me nothing. It's like, God allowed this to happen. You are a good person. I don't mind doing anything for you. And it just makes me feel good that you believe enough in me to come at me and ask me to be the face of your company, because you're behind the scenes. You looked at me crazy when I took the picture. Like, whoa, I don't take pictures.
Man, listen, there you go.
I sent it to you.
Hey, I deleted it.
Oh?
Listen, I manage, you know, rappers and the DJ. I got people that love to be on camera, love to be in videos. That's what they do. I play the back. I just want to play the back and collect the checks. That's what I do.
Amen.
Well, you know what? You know what, Ashton? You know what we haven't done? We haven't did a mixtape Saturday in a minute. So you know what I think I'm going to do tomorrow for the first half of the show is we're going to play the Welcome to Addiction mixtape, the one that he gave me when I met him, when he came down here. And then, matter of fact, when I come to New York, Ashton, I'm going to give you my copy because, you know, I live with two of my kids. They got the mixtape.
and I can put it on my laptop. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to dedicate the first half to your mixtape.
I tell you, we can do one better. We can do one better than that. Text me your address. I'll drop one in the mail for you tomorrow.
Oh,
you know,
thanks so much.
You get your own copy and all that, you know what I mean? Bang it out, you know. It's all good. Also, too, let me just, I forgot to say this. To any rappers that's on there, that's listening, if you want to get on, be a part of the next mixtape, send all tracks in MP3 format only. No links. If I see a link, delete. Send the track MP3 format only to ATKMixtape@gmail.com. That's what all. I mean, I listen to everything. I listen to if it's dope, we're gonna use it. If it's not, I won't bust your bubble. I won't tell you it's whack. You just won't use it. You know what I mean? But we use all dope music. I listen to everybody's music. So, you know what I mean? So if you want to do that, like I said, ATKMixtape@gmail.com.
I'm about to do a blast on that on BBM.
Absolutely. So I can email it also.
Yes, I'm about to do that. And then I'm going to put it out there on Twitter.
I sent you that flyer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's in my iPhone. My brother got my iPhone. And when he come back when he come back home, I'm going to snatch that shit tomorrow, and then I'll re-blast it again on Instagram. And matter of fact, if you could send me the flyer right now to the 0939, I can attach it on Twitter.
Okay.
Because I don't have it on my laptop.
I got you.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, if you text it to me, I'll email it to myself and then download it, and then I can do it on Twitter because I can upload from TweetDeck.
Okay.
So, everybody, thank you for listening in. Big D, I got to send you a message because Big Crip sent me a message about the shirt and stuff. So, This weekend, me and Ashton, we're going to go hard pushing you. I'll be on Instagram. I got to find the iPad. I have not seen it in 2 weeks, I think. Shit.
That's not good.
I know. I'm like, shit, I'll be using the iPhone. But, yeah. And then, I got to put you on to something, too. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm about to text you and tell you what to do. And you'll be like, okay, cool.
That's what it is.
Okay. Everybody, join us tomorrow night. 9:30 to 11:30. We'll be here. First half of the show is going to be dedicated to ATKTs, and we'll be playing their mixtape. And for those of you listening, if you're an artist and you got dope music, no, not if your grandma told you it was dope and she half-assed deaf, she don't know what good music is, send it in MP3 format to ATKMixtape@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You'll get a slot.
And we're giving those slots away. We're giving them away free. You ain't got to send no money.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Free. You know what I mean? Nothing. Nada. I don't want nothing from you. Just send the music.
Yes,
the music will speak for itself.
Yo, when you make the t-shirts for the mixtape, I need to get one. Because I love that logo because it goes with my sneakers. The mixtape picture, it goes good with my sneakers. I mean, I don't know what it is about me and blue, but, you know.
I love blue, too. Blue is my favorite color.
Blue is a good color because there's so many different shades of blue.
And it's a royal color.
Yes, because we're royalty. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take my medicine, so I'm feeling a little good right now. Shout out to 360 Automotive and Performance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll let you know about that one in the text.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to close. We'll be back tomorrow night. Shout out to
ATKT, Big D, shout out to Ashton, shout out to Big Crip, shout out to Big Tone, and everybody that listened in tonight. And just keep your eyes open. CIAA is going down. It's going to be big. Don't miss it, or you're going to be mad at yourselves, because we're going to show up and we're going to show out. We're going to give you a preview in New York. So if you want to see what's going to happen in Charlotte, you got to fuck with us in New York. And, oh, you know what? Big D, did I tell you that I'm about to take the radio show? I'm still going to keep the radio show, but I'm going to have a TV format as well.
No, but that's nice to know. I'm glad to hear that, too. You know what I mean?
You're doing
big things right now.
Uh-huh, but, you know, just know that ATK logo is going to be on a lot of stuff. It's even going to be on the mixtape.
Okay.
So every mixtape that I put out now, your logo, my logo is your logo, and whoever the DJ is, whatever the, you know, association he has. Matter of fact, I think not this one, but the one after that, I think we need to get Butter Rock to do it. I'll give him an incentive after CIAA.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can definitely do that.
So keeping it in the family.
You do it. That's nothing. I gotta start asking him now, but we'll get it done.
Yeah, and then when I see him in CIAA, I'm like, yo, we're going to do a mixtape. I don't want no bullshit from you. Matter of fact, here's your incentive. I might put him in a headlock, might rub up against him. You know, I might make him an offer he can't refuse. You might not see him the rest of the weekend. Hell, I don't know.
All right, you know what I'm saying? You're treading on dangerous ground with that dude.
No, man.
He can take care of it for.
Yeah.
He like me. That's my little brother. You know what I mean? You're genuine. You're a good dude. So it's all good.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So everybody have a good night, and I really enjoyed the show. So we'll be back tomorrow night, 9:30 to 11.
Good night.
Peace.